majority of you will have at least one of your interviews on video. Yes, phone interviews are still common. People even meet face-to-face for interviews, believe it or not. But if it's a remote job, you're going to be on camera. Why should you listen to anything I'm about to say? Well, that's up to you. But I am a former executive recruiter. I owned my own search firm. I worked as the director of talent acquisition. I am the founder of Candidate Club Interview Prep and, of course, your host of the Job Interview Experience. I've been at this for about 12 years, I think, maybe 11, and I have a modern take. I'm not a frumpy, cranky HR person. I'm here to help. I want to share my knowledge, and that's what the podcast is all about. My goal is to make a huge impact on your job search, your interviews, and your career, which includes how much you earn and how far you go in your career. That is my goal. I am achieving it with many listeners on the show. I know that because they tell me, and I'm here to help you do the same. Now, this goes without saying, but people are still making this mistake, and it absolutely kills me. Turn on your camera for video interviews. If you do not, it's about an automatic no for you. There's a reason this is a video interview and not a phone interview. Yes, the recruiter might not want to put the effort to get ready for their camera. The recruiter might keep their camera off, but you must put yours on. Plan ahead. Make sure the area behind you looks nice. If you have to set up a chair and have your back against a hallway wall, that's the only place that looks nice and professional, that's better than having your camera off. Even a professional looking, a plain and simple virtual background is okay. Just don't leave your camera off. Do you want to work for a good company? We talk about applying and getting hired by the right company a lot on the show, and the difference obviously that makes in your life and your career, but also how to get there during your job search. You want to work for a good company? Good companies hire good employees. They have higher standards. Good companies have better expectations. They have the right expectations, and they'll want to see you, and they'll want to get to know you during the interview. Leaving your camera off makes it look like you just don't care. If I haven't convinced you, then I haven't convinced you. I'm telling you this because I 110% guarantee it helps your candidacy and puts you ahead of the competition that does not turn their camera on. I promise it helps. If you haven't been doing this, it's time to step up. Clean your room, clean the area behind you, get a virtual background, make some changes, and have a professional, fantastic interview that progresses your candidacy. Have a nice day.